A new 80-foot downtown mural is celebrating Troy's long history. I'm Jesse King reporting for WAMC.
This is for the people of Troy. Troy has a rich history of architectural and character people, and it's just a pleasure to incorporate that in the wall. And I hope everyone likes it and enjoys it for many years.
Artist Kevin Clark painted the finishing touches on River Street's Headley building on Friday. Once home to Kluett, Peabody & Co.'s Collar Manufacturing Company, the 1917 building once again sports a facade of red bricks and large windows. A faded sign for the factory's later incarnation, Arrow, splits the mural down the middle. When planning the painting, Clark says he wanted to recreate as much of the building's original character as possible, but otherwise the objective was simple.
Don't suck. Because usually when you do something like this, it lasts for decades. So if it is something I'm not proud of, I have to figure out a way to avoid looking at it for quite a while.
At one point, Kathy Sheehan of the Rensselaer County Historical Society says as many as 7,500 workers, mostly women, fueled the Arrow factory, making detachable men's shirt collars, pajamas, underwear, and more. Hence, the Collar City. Once the factory closed down and Troy fell on hard times, auto dealer John Headley helped modernize and redevelop the space for local businesses, like today's River Street Market. Sheehan points to a figure of Headley painted into the mural's bottom right corner.
Of course, he's the one on the end near the Cadillac, because he is not only he took over his father's Cadillac business and had that right just to the north of this building, but John is the one who had that vision. He really had the vision of Troy when Troy was a little shaky at those years, and he said, no, we're going to do this.
Headley isn't the only notable figure from Troy to make the cut. To his left stands women's rights activist Emma Willard, now remembered at the eponymous girls' school. Author Herman Melville, who called the city home while writing his first two novels, clutches a copy of Moby Dick while leaning on a produce stand. And decked out in stars and stripes, Uncle Sam balances a bushel of apples in the middle of the crowd.
Samuel Wilson, the progenitor of our nation's symbol, his businesses started right in Troy. He supplied the beef to the troops during the War of 1812, and John Fitzgerald Kennedy signed it into law that Samuel Wilson is the person who we based Uncle Sam on, and Troy is the official home.
Also in the mural is former Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute president George Lowe, remembered for his work as a NASA administrator and his contribution to the Apollo project. Theoretical physicist and current RPI president Dr. Shirley Ann Jackson also made the painting. A recipient of the National Medal of Science, Jackson came to the project's unveiling to give her portrait one more stroke of the brush.
Well, I'm excited to be with all of them, to be honest. I mean, to be with such great people, but obviously as a special affinity for George Lowe. But John Headley was a great, great friend of mine and a great friend of the university. They just told me this week, and so I didn't know, honestly. So the surprise increases the honor, to be honest with you.
The mural was commissioned by real estate corporation First Columbia, which has been steadily redeveloping its Headley Park Place and Flanagan Square properties into what it calls the Waterfront District since 2006. And Kevin Clark is no stranger to Troy. The new mural stands opposite some of his older projects, including the Toast of the Hudson at Brown's Brewery. Still splattered in paint, Clark said the piece only took a month to complete.
You always want to start from the top and work your way down because of all the spills and all that stuff. I kind of broke it down in weekly quarters, and then you have to have wiggle room in case it rains like yesterday. I would have been done yesterday, but it rained all day, so that's why I still have my paints out and I'm still dressed like this because when this is all over, I have to get back to work.
Clark said his finishing touches were small, reinforced lines and details only he would notice, but he's particularly looking forward to seeing the mural at sunset, when the painted bricks take on a glow. You can see photos of the mural and its details at WAMC.org and on WAMC's Instagram page. Reporting from Troy for WAMC, I'm Jesse King.